Hello?
Hi, calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Sure.
Am I speaking with Michael?
Yes.
Mr. Michael, your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. And thank you for taking my call. Are you, with the following I would like to ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print,
no.
radio, internet, or a television station?
None of the above.
And are you 18 years or older and a registered voter in Oregon?
Yes.
I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the May 21st primary elections for Congress? Will you definitely vote probably?
Definitely.
And what is your age?
49.
And thank you for your patience. With the following, I would like to ask you, just to be sure that we have a representative sample of everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Now, I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm, favorable. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And you can use any number between 0 and 100. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Here's the first one.
Okay.
Janelle, last name Janibium. From 0 to 100, how do you rate your feelings?
That's Janelle Bynum is how you pronounce her name. 80.
80, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. The next one will be Jamie McLeod Skinner.
McLeod Skinner. That would be 60.
Okay. Now, I know it's still a couple weeks away, but if the May 21st primary elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? From
Janelle Bynum.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Ms. Bynum?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot, some, or only a little?
Some.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, did what you read, see, or hear about Mrs. Janelle Bynum make you more or less likely to support her for Congress?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
I was already feeling favorable about her, so I'd only say somewhat more likely.
Okay.
It's not like it moved the needle much.
And what makes you more likely to support her for Congress from what you have read, seen, or heard? In your own words.
It would be, in particular, the newest information for me is that former Governor Barbara Roberts endorsed her.
What's the name?
Former Governor Barbara Roberts.
Barbara Roberts.
Barbara Roberts.
Yeah. So, because of Barbara Roberts, can you just specify a little bit why?
Oh, well, she was a great governor, and I trust her.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for your patience. The last few questions are for statistic purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year of school, you said?
What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
Schooling. 4 years of college.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Living with a partner.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age, or younger, living in your household?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great day.
Thank you.
And enjoy your weekend,
sir.
You're welcome.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.